Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Alrighty, we're back. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about. But first, let me just say, 888-281-1110. Folks, we have approximately 50 minutes left to raise approximately 4,400. So we've got 50 minutes to raise 4,400 or 888-677-9673. That's the numbers. Now, a caller called and wanting to know if I got the special medicine that Dr. Peter Glidden had called in. Yeah, I did. And did I take it? Yeah, I did. And it was, you know, like I said, I'm over the COVID, but...
You got remnants.
Yeah, no energy. I mean, I got low energy, very low energy. And
well, I started taking just once a week the ivermectin. So I'm taking one dose of ivermectin per week, you know, for one day. And it's working.
All right. Very, very good. All right, Joe, what do you have next?
One big thing I want to bring up is Biden. One of the biggest things that's happening, we are having an invasion in this country, just kind of like what's going on in Ukraine, only it's done by our own government. We are watching our economic system go downhill, spinning, spiraling downhill because of our government, the lies and deception. And we are in the middle of a revolution in this country, a communist revolution. And the end result is the communists want to take over America, the One World Order group, just like Russia's trying to take Ukraine, only they're using your ignorance out there. Now, for an example, Biden came out, was talking about, he said he was all upset. I'm sick of this stuff we've got to talk about because the American people think the reason for inflation is government spending more money. Simply not true, folks. One of the legendary investors in Wall Street said basically that inflation is serious. It's the way democracies die. Excuse me a minute here. The inflation is just a function of money supply. The more money you have out there, the less it's worth. This has been the history of the world. Governments have always tried to beat the system by printing more money, and whenever they've overprinted money, created something out of nothing, it makes what's out there less valuable, which means you have to spend more of it to buy the things you need. So it's just a death cycle. And here this Charlie Munger has talked about this, and he said he looked over the history of the world out there, and basically the examples are from the Roman Republic, Hitler, Latin America. You look all over. Roman Empire fell, and the final thing was inflation. He said it's the biggest danger we have next to a nuclear war. And they've been talking about it with this consumer price index. We have this. Now inflation's up and up and up. But what they're telling you is a lie, because if you go back and look in the 70s, this consumer price index had a different set of things that they plugged into the formula to get the rate of inflation. Well, if we went back to the 70s and used the same examples they used then to get the rate of inflation during that high period of inflation, our inflation rate right now is not 7.9, it's not 9-something, it's actually over 15%, almost 16% inflation, because the government keeps changing what they use to make to compute the CPI, because they don't want you to think it's as bad as it is. It is really bad. If you think when you go to the store out there, you're spending hundreds of dollars more right now per month for the things you need than just a few months ago. And it's all because we've had the Biden administration, folks. They have been pumping money in ever since he became president. The supply of U.S. dollars has increased more than ever they just came out with this new, what, $1.5 trillion. But guess what? All this $1.5 trillion is basically most of its pork barrel spending. The Democrats use this to keep themselves in power. For example, Chuck Schumer had 142 earmarks in this bill. This is basically a hog heaven thing where they're going after all this. There were 4,000 earmarks in this $1.5 trillion that's supposed to keep us running till September. The lawmakers' projects alone covered 367 pages of money. And, for example, Schumer got 59 earmarks, $80 million in just one section of the bill, the transportation and housing urban development, and he got another 10 earmarks in another section for millions more. And Republicans, some Republicans were in there, Mike Braun of Indiana. No, he's one. He's tracking the numbers. I'm sorry. Mike Braun was a good guy. He counted the 142 Schumer-linked pet projects, 59 just in one section of the bill, and he's spending that money to what? Make sure he gets reelected there in New York. So you folks know in New York, the taxpayer money, the printed money, the more money that they're having to print to pay this $1.5 trillion bill, most of it is pork that the politicians are using to give you little things back home to make it look like they're good guys so that you'll vote for them so they can go back and print more money that we don't have, put you deeper into debt so your children and grandchildren will never get out of debt and be beholden to government for the rest of your life. We are in big, big trouble, folks, and it's crooked politicians are destroying America. This inflation is going to continue for the next couple of years. It's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. I'm warning you now. We've got to get these bums out of office or they are going to totally...
Joe, you know, we had this past Saturday a Conservative Club Lincoln Day dinner, and it was for all the local politicians. Why not just local? Those running for governor, they were all out there. I mean, the place was really packed. And here... they asked me to open up. And so I opened the meeting, and I opened the meeting in prayer, Joe. And here I asked God, I said, God, you've told us in your word that all when those nations that forget their God will be turned into hell. America has forgotten our God. But, Lord, you kept a remnant. There's a remnant of us here tonight, right now. And we're asking, Lord, for direction. We're asking for discernment. We're asking for a leading. Lord, we're asking you to use us to take America back to one nation under God the way you gave it to us. Lord, we're asking for statesmen and not politicians, Lord, that stab us and bleed us. We're asking for leaders to lead us, just like it says in that song we have. And Father God, we're asking you, Lord, to rid us of the rhinos. For years and years, we've sent people to Washington, D.C. that have promised us one thing, and they've gotten there and they betrayed us. And so we're asking you, Lord, to rid us of the rhinos. And Joe, what happened was I got a standing ovation. People stood and applauded. Because the energy there, and there were several hundred people, that they wanted to hear that. They wanted to hear a pastor, someone stand up and say what needs to be said. We're so tired of being betrayed, just so tired. And there was energy at that place, and we're seeing that across the nation. Now, Something's going to happen here because we've got primaries coming up here about, May 3rd, something like that. Now, the Democratic Communist Collective, they know that there is no way in the world that they can survive a fair election or even an election, okay?
Well, the May 3rd primaries, if DeWine doesn't push it back again for political reasons.
Yeah, well, I don't, you know, DeWine did something today. He came out, you know what he did today? He came out and he signed into law constitutional carry here in Ohio. We've been wanting this for a long time. The timing's a little interesting, isn't it?
Okay. Oh, it's not a mistake.
And then he...
You sound suspicious, Pastor Ernie, that some politician might be trying to get votes by last-minute attempt to do something the people wanted.
And then Christine, who, tell me, what? Oh, I know her so well. She's running. She was a senator. Christine, the real pretty tall politician, he appointed her to head up the Board of Elections, which was a very, very conservative mood, okay, here in Ohio. Which
he's trying to regain some loyalty, which he has lost.
Absolutely. So he's moving right now to the right before the primary, huh?
Oh, he'll move. He's not really moving.
Well,
it's a smokescreen.
We'll see what else mm-hmm. he's going to do. But that's very interesting. The people know that. Do you think that, because I've got several messages left on my machine, do you realize what he's done? Do you realize what our governor has done? So anyhow, but folks, we are tired of being betrayed. We're fed up. No more. Okay. And so we're going to get out, and you're going to see. Now, one of the problems that we're having, the good news is we've got all kinds of patriots that are running for office. One of the problems, though, is that you have two or three patriots that are running against rhinos in the primary, and the patriots are going to split the vote up. And they need to sit down and they need to say, look, you know, we all can't, we're going to split the vote. So, you know, however you do, flip a coin, however you have to decide, but somebody's got to get out. And then the rest of us get behind that.
They can run for, right?
Right.
It'll make deals here. You try, you run for there. We've got, you got different offices in the state, Congress, Senate, you know.
Well, yeah. Or maybe even, look, you run for 2 years. Every 2 years you have an election. And maybe then I'll run for 2 years. Okay, I'll run for the next one. But anyhow, however, okay. But we need to do something, but... We're running out of time, Joe, just like you said. We're running out of time.
Well, what they've been doing, Pastor, they've been running this money supply thing. It's like everybody should know what a Ponzi scheme. The Federal Reserve has taken those emergency powers they got back in 2008, and they've been using these emergency powers to print money, They said it was supposed to save our economy, but they have literally destroyed it. And they've gotten to the point, like at a Ponzi scheme, at the end of the Ponzi scheme, some of the people way back in the first part made some money, but all those on the end suffer and lose everything. And the Fed knows if they try to pull everything back, it's going to collapse. And this Munger, he said, this inflation is not going anywhere. Look what happened in Japan when they had high inflation for a long time. It turned into stagnation, and for... You know, what, 20 years, Japan could do nothing. They didn't grow. They didn't, it was just kind of barely made it through. And he's saying he sees inflation that could be lasting a decade. And yet our government, what are they telling us? Janet Yellen came out, you know, and she said, oh, it's just transitory at first. Now she's saying, well, higher prices are coming. They're going to be kind of high. And then she finally came out and said, well, actually, now I'm warning that we could have a second year of uncomfortably high inflation. So not just this year, next year, and that's from Janet Yellen. And the other experts are saying this could last a decade unless we get some adults who understand economy and are willing to be honest with the American people, tell them what the government has done, and it's going to have to be fixed, but it's going to have to be done by honest people who are willing to tell the truth to the American people.
Yeah, Joe, you know what, Joe, what we have to do, people have to, they have to understand there's things coming, there's going to be food shortages, and these are food shortages are created by the Democratic Communist Party. These food shortages are created by the Democratic Communist Party, just like the inflation. You know, it's an amazing thing how blatant that Biden can come out and blame the Russians for gas prices when the gas prices were going up here, you know, as soon as before Putin invaded Ukraine. And so, you know, it's like, boy, I really do think you American people are stupid if you're going to buy that, right?
Well, more so now, there's going to be more coming out of the truckers, you know, in the United States. And Biden and their regime is going to attempt to blame them for shortages when the supply chain shortage started last year.
Yeah.
Deliberately.
It was done on purpose.
Correct.
And there's going to be food shortages. So I'm telling folks out there, you need to stock up. You really do need to stock up on food.
On staples.
And pardon?
On staples.
On staples and also herbal medicines. I would stack up on herbal medicines too.
And your supplements.
Because they want to, the Biden crime cartel in D.C., they want to try to push through health care to only those that agree with the government, those that are what they call right-thinking, those that agree. Now, the Department of Homeland Security now has come out and said that those people that are telling you the truth, those that are telling you the truth about all the election fraud, anyone caught telling the truth about all the election fraud could be charged, okay, as being a terrorist.
Correct.
Right now. And so, and
boy, well, some of us are already insurrectionists because we were there on January 6th.
Yeah, we are. We are you don't even have to be there.
I know.
Okay, to be an insurrectionist, okay? Mm-hmm. And so there you go. Anyhow, I got to say this. Cindy in Illinois pledges $10. Thank you, Cindy. Stephanie from New York pledges $50. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673.
I would encourage people to, wherever you live in your location, seek out your patriot group. Seek out your Christian patriots, all right, because they exist in every county, every city, and in every state.
Absolutely. First of all, but here's what you do first. What you really, well, for, of course, first, if you're listening to this program, obviously you know that apart from Christ, mm-hmm. any of you right now, nobody's been promised it tomorrow. This is the important thing, that first of all, that you find that you call upon the name of the Lord and you receive eternal life. That's the most important thing that you'll ever do. Two, find a good church. Find a God, you know, a Bible-believing fundamentalist church. Find a fundamentalist Bible-believing real New Testament church, okay? And go in there. Now, that if it's a Bible-believing fundamentalist, the pastor will be as bold as a lion. The pastor will be as bold as, the Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions. If you got a prissy preacher in there, don't go in there, okay? Because light can have no fellowship with darkness. And so find yourself a bold church. The Bible says run with the horses and become a doer of the word, a doer of the word, not just a hearer only. Look, you don't have much time. One of these days you're going to die. And once you die, then your rewards will be based upon what you've done for the Lord while you were here on this earth. And you want to hear those words someday, well done, my good and faithful servant. You really do. And so find a church and then belong to a tea party. Get involved. Now, when you have one of these preachers that tell you that Christians shouldn't be involved in politics, get away from him, as far away from him as you can get.
Correct.
Because God's word, the Bible, says we are to judge everything. And God's word, the Bible, tells you very clearly we are to be salt and light. And God's word, the Bible, tells you from Genesis to Revelation, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. That's what the word of God teaches. And if you have one of these prissy preachers out there that are telling you that Christians shouldn't get involved with politics, get as far away from him as you can, as quickly as you can. So now, We have, let me see. Did we do Stephanie from New York pledges 50? All right. Stephanie from New York pledges 50. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Okay, we're down to about 4,300, but we only have 30 minutes. We've only got 30 minutes. We got to raise 4,300.
We can do that.
Wow. We can do that. I think maybe we can do help get there by telling people some big truth that they're not going to hear, I don't think, anywhere else. I've been doing a lot of research, and if you notice out there, everybody's talking electric vehicles, EVs, EVs. People are wanting them, trying to buy them. The government's pushing them. We're going to get rid of fossil fuel, blah, blah, blah. Everything's EV. But they're forgetting a few things. One, we've talked before about the all the world supply of things like nickel and all the things that go into the batteries and what it would cost and how it would have to kind of tear up most of the earth to mine all the different lithium and nickel and copper and all the things that go into battery. That's one thing. Here's the other, the big lie. You go and buy this electric car and you pay $50,000. Well, they have a level 2 charger that takes 8 hours, and it's relatively inexpensive to charge your car if you have the 8 hours. You get home from work, charge it overnight. That's fine. But that level 2 charger is going to cost you $2,000. That will only charge one vehicle. If you're a 2-vehicle family, that means you have to spend, you know, $2,000, $4,000 or more to charge 2 vehicles. If you have 2 people, so that's a lot of money. Now, there's other called a level 3 that'll charge your EV, your electric vehicle, in 20 minutes. Well, that works great if you get home from a long day, you've been traveling, and you've got to go someplace, you got to charge your car real fast. Well, oh, darn, there's a problem. A level 3 can cost up to $50,000 a unit. And that price includes upgrading the electrical system in your house to power this thing. So along with the $50,000 for the car, you've got to spend $50,000 for electric of charger if you want to be able to charge your car quickly. And or you spend half your day charging your vehicle. So this means it's very limited. And if you live out like I do, that's almost impossible. So it's one of those all kinds of lies. See, the things they're not telling you. Then they forgot to mention that these batteries don't last long, and battery replacements can cost $10,000 to $20,000 a battery, and they're not lasting as long as you think.
All right, Joe, I got to give that number. It's 888
281-1110.
Folks, we got to get the phone lines, got to ring. 888-677-9673. Donna in Cleveland pledges 400. Thank you, Donna. Now, Joe,
listening to us is a lot a donation to us is a lot cheaper than being dumb and running out and
yeah, but here's the thing, Joe.
Right
to, you see, the amount of energy it takes to generate the electricity to put in that electric car is much more energy. In other words, it takes more gas and oil to generate the electricity to put in that car than the car would use on regular gas and oil, okay? So that's a losing situation. Now, well, you say nuclear power plants, that more and more people, it looks like in Europe, it looks like they're opening up their nuclear power plants again, and nuclear power plants would be one way we could get, but see, the opposition, the truth is, The Democratic Communist Party, forget this stuff. It's not about the environment. It's about control. It's about control. It's about control. That's what it's all about, okay? And, you know, you've had these people that have even come out, we've talked about it before, out of Davos, and they're telling us, you know, Klaus, what's his name?
Schwab.
Pardon?
Schwab?
Yeah, Schwab, Klaus Schwab, makes it a very, very clear that they now have the ability, the technology, they don't have to be afraid They can tell you that they are going to control human beings, and they've come right out and said, there is no God. There is no God above the clouds. We now are gods.
Correct.
He's come out, and so, but you know what? There is a God above the clouds, and we're his people, and Klaus has got a surprise coming. First of all, there is a burning lake of fire, and he's going to find that out in spades, okay? And number two, God's people are going to fight back. We're going to fight back.
And Christian people can give the evil cult the freedom reset.
Amen. Okay, Bev from Manhattan pledges 200, and Sue from Michigan pledges 25. Thank you, Bev. Thank you, Sue. Okay, we have approximately 25 minutes left tonight, folks. We got to hear from you. No. You know, I think I'm going to switch up, Mighty Andrew over there. You know, Joe, what Joe had to say about the Federal Reserve. Why don't we, when we go to that break, play that song, because the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all.
No.
Okay, so find that Federal Reserve. It's not federal at all. People don't believe that. They don't understand that. And just like the CDC, it's owned by Big Pharma. It's owned by the pharmaceutical mm-hmm. companies. Nothing is the way that it seems out there, folks, today. Okay.
In fact, let me throw one more big thing on this EV that I got into. All of the batteries, most all the batteries are made in China. Most of the rare earth minerals that go into the batteries come from China. And the more we go into electric vehicles, the more we are enriching China, our biggest enemy in the world. It's like, how dumb can we be, folks?
All right, now,
think about that.
Do you know how we've been telling you, you know, about what's taking place over there in the Ukraine? And you know, some of the people got all upset. Well, we said that there's, you know, first of all, the Ukraine is a very corrupt country.
Oh, yeah.
And extremely corrupt.
It's not a democracy. It's a...
And when we told you about the Nazi party, that the Nazi party is in... engrossed in that government, just like our deep state is here in the Democratic Communist Party. Over there, the Nazis are in. Now, let me just read you, because here's a good article from Joe Hoft, okay, and he did some of his work. Regardless of the motives, when Putin said he was going to focus on Nazis in Ukraine, he likely knew of the Azov Battalion. Now, here... Putin was very well of the Azov Battalion. Remember, he's a Russian, and they fought mm-hmm. the Nazis, right? So,
right.
Not many Americans have heard of the Azov Battalion. Apparently, NBC was unaware of the group on February 14th when it aired preparations being made for a Russian attack in Ukraine using the Azov Battalion as its example, okay? This was captured immediately by those in the know. In the news broadcast... NBC chief foreign policy correspondent Richard Engel told viewers how some communities in the Ukraine are preparing for a war with Russia by taking matters into their own hands. The report showed the Ukrainian soldiers delivering basic training for the whole family, first aid and weapons training, to a small group of Mariupol residents, including children and elderly. One of them was 79-year-old Valentina Constant. Noveska, welding an AK-47, was made the face of the Ukrainian resistance by the world's newspapers. Engel left out of his account the fact that the military formation providing Konstantinovka's training was the Nazi Azov Battalion, clearly identified by Wolf Sangel insignia used by the Hitler, the SS, in the Second World War. All right, there you go, folks.
And the Nazis are here in America with the communists.
Yeah, they're still working right mm-hmm. here with them. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Okay, we want to say, Lori from Oregon pledges 60. Thank you, Lori. Philip and Michelle from Florida pledge 50. Thank you. Folks, keep the phones ringing at 888-281-1110. And folks, try not to keep the people on the phone. Now, there ain't no, the Federal Reserve ain't federal at all, are they? Let's hear it.
Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulent, leash up this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. Would you like to know the reasons why your taxes are so high? Would you like to know what fuels inflation every time you buy? Would you like to know who takes the biggest slice out of your pie? It's the Federal Reserve, and I'm here to tell you why. It's not that complicated to explain in layman terms. When something's really rotten, it is sure to crawl with worms. And that something really rotten happened in this nation's past. It's been feeding on our prosperity until now we're sinking fast. Whoa, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulently shoved this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. How would you like to print up money on your very own private press and loan it out to all your friends at staggering high interest? Bet it wouldn't take too long until you own the whole neighborhood. Well, that's what the Fed's been doing since our Congress said they could. Now, our Congress shirked their duty back in December 1913. That's when the value of our money changed from gold to inky green. And when they shrugged the Constitution off, they damned this nation's fate. It was a blatant violation of Article 1 and Section 8. Whoa, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulently shoved this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. You got the FBI, the FCC, the Federal Trade Commission Agency, and they all have one thing in common, that is they're federal. But here's one thing, if you haven't guessed. There ain't a thing federal about the Federal Express, and the only thing federal about the Reserve is that it's criminal! Now if I was to tell you that we're under martial law, and there ain't no sense in waiting for the final axe to fall, and that the money that we're spending's really military script, would you say that I've gone crazy? Would you think that I've been hit? Whoa, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulently shoved this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. No, the Federal Reserve isn't federal.
It's just criminal
at all. Let's just dump it.
I'm for that. I'm all for it. That's my old friend Carl, my old buddy Carl Kling. Sure do miss him. Yep, he went home to be with the Lord too. Everybody's gone. Now, we're back. And I want to say that Adam from Chicago pledges 500. Thank you, Adam. And we're down to about, let's see, we're down to about 3,000, right? Yep. You know what? I don't think they had Adam on there, so we might be under 3,000. All right, so we're about down to about 3,000, but we have 15 minutes to go, folks. So
let's remind the folks that we are totally listener-supported. No one in this ministry, since its inception, has taken money in any form. We all donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure to keep things going. Your donations pay the bills. And what happens is every radio station we go on, we have to get enough donations from that radio station to make it, you know, to be able to pay the bills, or we can't stay on that station. It's just a hard, cold fact. And we're on a lot of stations that some stations take in a little more and help us cover some that don't come up with as much. But we have some stations that are at risk of being dropped, aren't we?
Absolutely. So, but we
lose one, we never have gotten one back.
But we've, you know, it's been close, but and it's been hard. But we've managed, and we've scratched and fought, but we've stayed on there. But, you know, here's the thing, Joe. We're getting the letters we're getting from people are unbelievable. We praise the good Lord because they're letters saying, I wouldn't have known that. I don't know how many letters that we got from people saying, had I would have not known about the poisonous pokes, I would have not known about the bioweapon shots.
Right.
Had I not heard your program, I would have gotten it. And the people tell me they would have gone out and gotten it. Okay, listen, John from Parma pledges 100. Thank you, John. Okay. And a demonic woman who once lived as a man shatters media narrative. Chills ran up and down my spine. Okay. An article by Art Moore. Helena Kirshner is a 23-year-old woman who lived for several years as a man through hormone therapy. In a remarkable video interview, she tells how she came to believe that she was a man largely through the culture of the website Tumblr, which co-interviewer Rod Dreyer described as an extremely intense but cult-like culture that draws a vulnerable young woman who was unsure of themselves and desperate. And what's happened? I think I just lost my article here I was going through.
Desperate for community and approval. These young kids, the snowflakes that we're raising in the public school system, are desperate for the, you know, likes and followers on, you know, the internet, and for approval. They have such little self-esteem. And what's happening, these people are taking advantage of the low self-esteem and convincing them that they're not whole unless they look at their sexuality and reject the Christian morality and look at all the possibilities and find who they really are. And they're buying into this garbage because they're so lacking in biblical knowledge and self-esteem. And it's like, well, devil possession. And I think it really is, because what is a confused brain that rejects God? The devil is behind it all. And these symptoms are showing. This one interviewer said it's very much like people that he's seen with demonic possession. And he was like, he really believes in the reality of the demonic, and so do I. We know the devil's there, and they are trying to get rid of all these values. This girl that was not religious.
We have 12 minutes, 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110. You just jump in when you've got something to say.
Well, you know, in relation to that, there's been virtual programming going on behind all of the audiovisual programming in television, and also, you know, with the children. And so some of the condition of not being self-aware of yourself, not being happy, low self-esteem, low, you know, pride in yourself, you know, has been conditioned since toddlers.
But, so now let me ask you this. If you had a child in the public school system, I guess you wouldn't love the child much, but if you did, would you want to know if that child is being taught that he may be transgender or maybe, you know, or she may be a transgender?
Bottom line is the state of Ohio school board will tell you that they don't teach critical race theory. They don't call it that,
but
they have
do.
Components of it.
Yeah.
And so the only thing you can do is take your child out of the public school system, you know, either homeschool or find a good Christian academy, or, you know, homeschool in your neighborhood. There's a lot of parents that are doing that, but a public school is not where you want to be raising
more
your child.
More and more, but here now, school district, parents are not entitled to know if the kids are going. That's right. You know where that is. And that official in a school district in Wisconsin, like those in other districts across the nation, are opposed to sharing with parents information about their children or what their children are doing in school. Not only that, but they're giving the vax in some of those schools the bioweapon without the parents knowing it.
Okay? Oh, yeah, they've done that in California. And I had a friend just recently that's here in Northeast Ohio whose grandson told her that he didn't have to listen to her because the teacher told him that he didn't have to listen.
Oh, yeah. specifically whether those children have been encouraged by other students, faculty, or outsiders to go transgender, and the fact if they are pursuing that, they call it a lifestyle, I call it a death style, but officials in the Eau Claire district have gone further than most districts who simply want not to share information for fear that the transgender agenda will be opposed by parents. And there are, according to a report, the Federalist, they are claiming that parents are not entitled to have that information. There you go, folks. And that's why you're seeing parents are finally, you know, it took this COVID thing, and they didn't expect this, you know, the Fauci flu. They didn't expect all of that, that people would find out what their children are really being taught in a public school system.
Right.
And once they found out, even though, Joe, we've been telling them, haven't we, for years, we've been telling them, right?
Just like the school you're talking about, they have a equity session on safe spaces, and in their training session there in Wisconsin, Empower Wisconsin, looked at the copy of the training slide from their February staff development, and it says reminds teachers that parents are not entitled to know their kids' identities. That knowledge must be earned. In other words, if the parents are not going to be cooperative, they don't get to know anything. So what we're seeing here is they are taking over and brainwashing. Going back to that girl that lived as a man, she said, well, what they did was they told her, like, you can't combine sex and love, like sex and marriage, all that's myth and lies. So they're taking the reality that our Lord Jesus taught us was real, and they're saying that's a bunch of lies and distortion, that it's all about pleasure, it's all about sex, it's all about self-fulfillment, it's all about finding yourself.
It's all about staying on the air, Joe. And guess what? We have Carl from Cleveland pledges $850. Thank you, Carl. And Anonymous from Boston pledges $300. And that brings us down, Joe. We are down now to $1,800. Well, we only need $1,800, so we got 8 minutes. We've got 8 minutes, so we need $1,800.
Now tonight, across the country, there's a new movie that is playing at some of the theaters, and the title of it is "Whose Children Are They?" And it's a groundbreaking documentary featuring brave teachers, empowered parents, and frontline experts who are pulling back the curtain about exposing the hidden agenda in America's schools. And so I know that it was playing tonight at a lot of places in Northeast Ohio, but also across the country. So look for that movie, Whose Children Are They?
So we see that there's a good movement. The parents are starting to wake up. We're seeing homeschooling is growing at a rapid rate, okay? And I know that every day in this country, 3 new Christian schools open up on an average every day.
Well, in Medina County, they've got an okay, and they're moving ahead to have a Hillsdale College charter school. And they're going to be breaking ground, and they're raising money now for that.
Well, praise the good Lord for that. And Hillsdale College is an excellent, excellent
Correct.
University.
A lot of people don't realize, but as an adult learner, you can take courses from them free online.
And, you know, there's something else called MammothNation.com.
Mm-hmm.
MammothNation.com. Now, I want to get more involved with that, but they are an organization, Mammoth Nation, that has all the businesses and all the products that are not woke. They are not the woke. Now, I know that I quit buying whatever I could. I quit using any of the woke products, okay? And, for example, I haven't had any Coke since the Coke got woke and told white people that we need to be less white.
Mm-hmm.
I know one thing, Coke sales have fallen way off, okay? But I try not to buy any other Coke products, too. But these Mammoth Nation, these are conservative, American-owned, conservative companies that are anti-woke, pro-American. And so we're going to do more about promoting that, too, as we come. All right. Oh, boy, praise the good Lord here. We see that Mike in Cleveland pledges 20, and Andrea in Illinois pledges 500. Thank you, Andrea.
More words of wisdom from Dr. Zelenko, all right, and to have on hand in your own remedy stash is colloidal silver. It's a natural antibiotic. He talked about it being very effective, not only for Ebola, but also for the Marburg hemorrhagic fever. And then the second thing he mentioned, which I was not aware of, was that back in 1870, the American Indians came up with a pitcher plant extract that basically destroyed smallpox. And I looked it up on the internet, and there are some manufacturing websites there for organic pitcher plant extract.
We need to get you on here more often with us, just to sit in here and keep us informed on a lot of that stuff. I mean, we really need to know that because, you see, it was God that gave us the natural herbs, okay? And that's called apothecary.
He gave us everything we need right on this planet.
That's right. But it's the pharmaceutical company, you know, and pharmakia means witchcraft.
Correct.
They've given us the drugs, the hard drugs that we don't need, okay? The natural herbs will work much better, don't they?
No side effects.
That's right. So there you go. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. We have approximately 4 minutes left. We gotta raise, folks. How much do we need to raise? I think we just said like seven. Wait, it's coming in now. Here it comes. We'll find out how much we need to raise in just a minute or two. Okay, we're down to, let's see, that's, $1,200. We got to raise $1,200, okay, $1,200. And we've got approximately 4 minutes left to do that. So, all right, 888-677-9673. We need to raise $1,200. We got 4 minutes to do it. Are you listening out there, folks? Give us a hand. Help us out here. Joe can't do that all by himself. He's not going to be able to afford $1,200 by himself. Let me see. I wanted to hear. I had an article I wanted to hit on tonight. And I'm looking for it here. Let me see where to go. I already did that one about the millennials, spike increases. We already talked about, well, let me just go there because we talked about the Ukraine war will cause global food crisis. Crop yields may drop by 50%. Catastrophic. Now, listen, folks, I got to tell you. I've been listening to the farmers talking. Again, this is created. They're paying the farmers not to grow crops. They're paying the farmers not to. And I say, well, they've done that before. Not like it is today. Bill Gates and the Chinese Communist Party are buying up farmland all across the country. They're buying up farmland. BlackRock is buying up homes. They're buying, and that's one of, it's a $1 trillion company. And so, folks, America's got to stand up. We got to do it now. It's right now. So you want to be, let me just, Russia's invasion of Ukraine is affecting more than just gas prices. The global food supply is being damaged by the war. One CEO warned that the cost of food is going to rise all around the world. And, of course, this is from the Western Journal by Abby Liebing. And again, it's Russia produces a lot of the world's fertilizer. Of course, we know that per square foot, Washington, D.C. has more fertilizer than all the rest of the countries. Washington,
right.
D.C. is nothing but fertilizer. All righty, now, okay, we're down to. All we need now, we're down. Praise the good Lord, we just got another one. Marie, where'd it go? Okay. Bob and Marie from Church Pledges, 500. Well, praise the good Lord. And so now we're down to, we only need about $700. We need about $700, okay. Very good. And, we only got like 1 minute left. Joe, you got 3 minutes. Joe, You got 3 minutes to give an invitation. Get after it.
All right. Well, first I'll pledge $100 from Harriet and I.
All right.
And then I'm going to tell the folks that of everything we've talked about tonight, the most important thing is where you are planning to spend eternity. And if you hadn't given it any thought, you better. Because the most important decision that you ever, ever will make is that. Jesus, everything in Scripture leads to one thing, the salvation of man. God sent his only begotten Son to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He came as the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He went to the cross to take my sins, pastor's sins, everybody who would accept him, took their sins upon the cross, paid the price. The wages of sin is death. And to be, you know, get close to God, you have to be cleansed of sin or you cannot be close to the Father. So Jesus made it real clear. If you call upon the Father and you repent of your sins from your heart, you are sorry that your sins put Jesus Christ on that cross, and he paid the price for your sin. If you call upon the Father, repent of those sins, ask to be forgiven, and then ask Jesus to come into your life, to be Lord of your life, all of your life. And if you do this without reservation, he will send you the down payment on eternal life, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God, where you become part of the family of God, a joint heir with Jesus, a child of the kingdom, and you will have that gift of eternal peace, eternal life, and you will become that new creature, a new creation in Christ, as promised. And Pastor Ernie will tell you, he and I have met a lot of people. We have never met anyone who ever, ever regretted calling upon God to become a born-again believer and a child of the kingdom.
Amen to that. Nick from Bridgeport, Texas, pledges 100. Thank you, Nick. We're getting closer and closer, folks.
And we can take calls even after we have to go off the air, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be here for a few more minutes after, so we can take calls then. So that number again is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We'll be going off the air in just a minute. But I want to thank all of you folks out there again, all of you folks. And again, I wanted to dedicate this program tonight to Ed Corsi, Dan Schaefer, Joe Clark, Denver Sally, Joe Zumo, and my good friend Pastor Bruce Pfeiffer, who we just buried Saturday. So until tomorrow, we want to say good night, like we always do at this time. God bless.
God bless.
And Joe, wait a minute. We just have another pledge coming in. Okay. Another three. We made it. Peggy from Ohio.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless. Always, always, always keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.